He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's Cinco de Mayo. Hey, maybe we can find some mariachi music to play at the breaks. Cinco de Mayo is actually a pretty big thing in San Diego, living so close to the border here. And we have a large Hispanic population. And we have Old Town, which is where San Diego all started. Lots of old adobe, little tourist trap that people go to, full of Mexican restaurants, festive music, chips and guacamole. Oh, boy, makes me want to put my sombrero on this Cinco de Mayo. The market ain't wearing no sombrero today, unless it's the golden sombrero. Isn't that what you call a guy that strikes out like three times in a game? Well, we're coming back a little bit. It's not as bad as it was, but the Dow is down 95 points right now. It's at 16,417, and of course, we'll find a place to point the finger at here in a minute. Why is it down? The S&P's down 8 on this Cinco de Mayo. It's at 1873. The NASDAQ is down 15. It's at 4,108. Gold, getting a little lift today. More strife in the Ukraine. Oh boy, gold likes that. Gold's at 1313. Not a very lucky number. Crude oil, $99.72. I thought we'd get a little pop here in crude oil this morning, but not the case as of yet. The euro's at 1.39, rising a little bit against the US dollar. The 10-year yield continues to fall. There's one of the biggest surprises of the year. The 10-year yield is at 2.58%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, what a difference a year makes. I talked about this in my newsletter, my most recent newsletter. You know, if we go back a year ago today, yeah, it was a festive time. Cinco de Mayo was being celebrated. It was the week of Cinco de Mayo. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was closing in on 15,000 for the first time ever. That was 1 year ago today. The Dow had just gone on a 19% run from the middle of November. It blew through right through fiscal cliff concerns, off to the races, just like I said it would with my app and in my newsletter. And again, was up 15. It was approaching 15,000 last year at this time for the first time ever. I had just gotten done that week nailing one of the biggest winners in the market, Regeneron, REGN, which was the number one ranked stock in my app 1 year ago today. In fact, as I look at the top 300 stocks at that time, at this same time last year, the top is littered with biotechs: Regeneron, Alkermes, Onyx, Biogen, Seattle Genetics, Santaris. You remember those names? That was a year ago. By this time last year, my aggressive growth portfolio was already up 12.4%. And it was loaded with biotech stocks, technology stocks, even some of the building-related stocks. And many of those stocks went on to be very, very big winners that year. In fact, by the end of the year, 2013, my aggressive growth portfolio almost hit the plus 40% mark, closed just shy of that at 39.5% after all fees and expenses. And we nailed some huge winners in the market last year. My income account by this time last year was up 12.5%. Not even one half of the way through the year. One third of the way through the year. It was up 12.5% already. at this time last year. In fact, by this time last year, the S&P 500 was up 13%. The S&P Small Cap Index was up 12%. The Dow was up 14% by this time last year. What a difference a year makes. The NASDAQ was breaking out a year ago today at 3,300. 3,300! Whoa, we've been at 4,300 here recently. And that weekend, 1 year ago today, the NASDAQ was breaking out. It had gapped up and it was on its way to 4,000. The S&P was breaking loose. Look at these charts from last year at this same exact time. If you want to see a very vivid graphic story of where we were at last year at this time in the market, get my newsletter from this past weekend, bwstreet.com. Before the year was over, 2013, the S&P ended up 28%. The Dow ended up 27%. The NASDAQ ended up 38% last year. Small caps were up 39%. Emerging markets were down almost 8% last year, and the bond market was down 15%. Latin America was down 15%, and gold was down 27% last year. Now here we are, one-third of the way through 2014. The Dow is flat. By this time last year, it was up 13%. The NASDAQ is down 1.3% right now, year to date. And internals on the NASDAQ are much worse than that. We've just had a 25% sell-off in the biotechs. We've just had a 21% sell-off in the internet sector. The internet sector has gone from being the best-ranked sector in the market to the worst-ranked sector in the market. The biotechs have gone from one of the best-ranked sectors in the market, where they sat for 15 months, to one of the worst-ranked sectors in the market currently. Instead, we have Latin America up 4.4% this year. We have treasuries, bonds, U.S. bonds up 10% so far this year. We have oil up 6.2% this year. What a difference. I mean, what a difference 1 year makes. I showed a chart of bonds over the weekend. They're breaking out right now. Does this mean they're beginning a new bull market? Or does this mean there's something they're afraid of out there in the world? I showed a chart of Latin America, which is on the run right now, to the upside. After getting absolutely slaughtered last year, last Cinco de Mayo, the Latin American markets had a bad case of Montezuma's revenge that continued until about February of this year when they bottomed out. And they've been going up ever since. Over this past weekend, there was an election in Panama. They elected a free market conservative capitalist. Oh, shame on Panama. How can they do such a thing? Well, there's hope for other change in Latin America, and the Latin American markets right now are burgeoning. In fact, I used the quote over the weekend, we've gone from biotechs to Brazil. What? Biotechs to Brazil? Well, earlier this year, I watched the biotech or the Brazilian stocks and the Latin American stocks hit bottom. This was about the first part of February. At the same time, the biotechs were hitting the top. Boy, what a difference a month makes. What a difference 2 months makes. On the 25th of this year, March 25th, I sent out a tweet. Nice breakout in Brazil today. And then I started buying Brazilian banks, Brazilian supermarkets, the ETF that covers Brazil, and other Latin American stocks. How this market has turned upside down from 1 year ago. No longer is it biotechs and internets leading the market. Instead, it's Latin America and it's energy stocks. Why? Two big factors. The Fed bringing an end to the party in the momentum punch bowl, draining said punch bowl, pulling the performance-enhancing stimulus from the market, sending a shiver through the market, and a man named Putin who won't leave the Ukraine alone. Now he's after Odessa, after annexing Crimea. And oil prices continue to rise. Shipping stocks that transport oil, natural gas pipeline stocks, these are this year's winners. While last year's winners have sunk to the bottom. Have you changed your portfolio over the last several months? Or are you still in last year's leaders? If you are, you better listen up, because I've got some more startling statistics for you coming up. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a Honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where we're talking about what a difference a year makes in the market. That's why you can't be stuck in a momentum style of investing. That's why you can't be stuck in a value style of investing, which got clobbered and trampled upon last week or last year. That's why you can't be stuck as being an international investor. They got trampled on last year. You can't be stuck in being a U.S. investor only, because this year the actions moved elsewhere. And you can't be a specialist in biotech and technology stocks when this year they're getting absolutely slaughtered. Instead, this year you have to be an expert on energy stocks and utilities and pipeline stocks and things like this, infrastructure stocks. Not quite as exciting as last year, but you know what? This stuff's starting to gain a little bit of traction. Last Friday was a huge, huge day for Brazil. And last week I saw oil and energy stocks, especially the MLPs, breaking out all over the place. And what do I see this year? I see a NASDAQ that is still rolling over. The NASDAQ looks terrible. The Dow looks a lot better. The S&P 500 looks a lot better. The NASDAQ still looks terrible. Have at it, all you social media. Yeah, they were good to us last year. They were great to us last year. This year. Instead of social media and cures for hepatitis C, now they're more interested in fracking and what's going on in the Ukraine and things like this. It's a completely different year. And you have to learn to speak Portuguese this year to understand some of these Brazilian stocks that are starting to bust loose. So it's up to you. I mean, you can keep doing what you did last year, and you're going to continue to get slaughtered. We now have the NASDAQ in retreat mode. It's not forward march like it was last year. Last year at this time, the NASDAQ was breaking out at 3,300. It got as high as 4,300. It went up 1,000 points in 1 year. Markets don't go up forever. Now it's retreated by a couple hundred, almost 300 points, and it looks to me like it has more downside risk to it. The internet sector has now retreated by 25% since March. You can say, well, the markets are basically flat year to date. Well, look at the internals of some of last year's leaders. Again, the internet sector, Yahoo, eBay, Priceline, Yelp, TripAdvisor, etc., is now down 25% since its peak in the first week of March. And during that same period of time, the energy stocks and Brazil are up 25%. You had a complete handoff of the baton in the first week of March. And I use that analogy. You had a tired runner that had been carrying the torch, been carrying the baton for 15 months, limping to get to the next runner to pick up the torch of this bull market, which is now 5 years, 2 months old. And now we have a new runner that's carrying the leadership baton. It's coming in the form of emerging markets. It's coming in the form of Latin America. It's coming in the form of energy stocks, MLPs, pipeline stocks, REITs, real estate investment trusts, hard assets, land, real estate, oil, energy, natural resources. Totally different year. That's why I'm a believer in being flexible in the market. It's also why I'm a believer and why I invented the Best Stocks Now app. So it tells me when these changes occur in the market, and I can follow the leader instead of following the ones that are falling apart. And again, I would say this, that Yellen and Putin this year are much more important than hepatitis C cures and social media were last year. Yellen and Putin dominate the markets. I watch BreakingNews.com every day, all weekend, just to make sure I'm on top of what's going on around the world. Ukraine is still a hot spot, a very, very hot spot. Now the action has moved to Odessa, another port city in the Ukraine. 40 people were killed there on Saturday. This is still very bullish for energy stocks, and it's very bearish for high PE, high risk stocks in the U.S. Yellen announced once again last week another $10 billion drained from the punch bowl. Gone. It's not coming back. It continues to disappear. The market is being weaned off of its addiction to performance-enhancing stimulants that Bernanke was brewing up at the Fed and spiking the punch bowl to the point of market investors being drunk with performance-enhancing stimulus. And now, monthly, it's being weaned back. It's being cut back, which is pushing money out of high PE, high risk stocks into low PE, lower risk stocks. Where do we find lower PE, low risk stocks? Where do we find value? It's no longer a growth market. It's a value market. The market is finding value in the leading sectors of the market. The leading sectors of the market have completely turned upside down from this time last year. Last year, I would say if you took the average PE ratio of the leading stocks in the market, you were somewhere in the 40 plus range. This year, if you took the leading sectors and the leading stocks in the market currently, you're definitely under 20. That's how much multiples have contracted. That's how much favoritism for high PE stocks has disappeared. And that's how popular low PE stocks have become. What are some of the great low PE value stocks in the market today? Well, I have my best aggressive growth stocks in my aggressive growth portfolio. This is a very tough area to shop in this year. Very difficult area. Most of the winners are coming from overseas. We nailed a big Brazilian bank, and we have several other promising Brazilian stocks in the aggressive growth accounts that are starting to gain some traction. We have some auto-related stocks, and we have a lot of energy-related stocks. Putin supplies 30% of the resources, oil and natural gas, to Europe. Just in case, we're cranking, producing some here in case we have to fill the gap. When we come back, we're going to talk about last year's leading sectors in the market, which I said would come to an end at some point in time, and they have. And they've handed off the baton to this year's leading sectors. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I believe what I'm saying today is very pertinent and applies to many people out there who have 401ks at work, who have IRAs, who have Roth IRAs, who have college funds, who have trust accounts. This year is completely different from last year. I've rarely seen 2 years in a row that were the same. Every single year presents a new challenge. And even though we had a fantastic year last year, we put as many fish on the boat as we possibly could. While the fishing was good, while the getting was good, we put as much hay, we cut as much hay while the sun was shining. This year is totally different. The action has completely moved away from what was working last year. Not only has it moved away from what was working last year, that's the worst area to be invested in this year. Now, that doesn't happen very often, but this is the case this year, and I've seen it happen before. I saw it happen back in 2000 when the dot-coms and the tech stocks were the absolute best place to be, and they had led the market for a couple, 2-3 years at that point in time. And what happened to them? The market went completely topsy-turvy from there. It went from a high-growth, triple-digit PE, sky-is-the-limit type of market, irrational exuberance, to a low PE, grinded-out value market. That was a very stark change in 2000. Many people within the sound of my voice got caught up in that change. It was vicious. It was a 60, 70, 80% change. This change that we've had from last year to this year has been to the tune of about 10 to 15% change in the market. The good news is the market's moved on to other areas. It's completely left behind in its wake the areas of the market that were exploited last year, the areas of the market that celebrated, that stayed up late and partied every night, drinking from the Fed punch bowl, injecting the stimulus into their portfolios, the veins of their portfolios, and knocking out home runs like they had never done before. This is a completely different year. Now it's gone from the high PE, high-flying, high-growth stocks, namely the pharmaceuticals, the biotechs, the internet stocks, to the low PE, grinded-out oil drillers, oil equipment companies, Latin America, basic industries, basic materials, infrastructure. Not nearly as sexy, but I've seen this picture before. I know a lot of the leading stocks in these grinded out industries because I've been through these cycles before. And a lot of the stocks that I was owning back in 2010, 2011 are suddenly back in my portfolios. They're suddenly leaders once again. Last year at this time, it was all about those high PE sectors. They led the market for 15 months. And if you looked at my portfolios last year, you'd say, boy, Gunderson's heavily weighted in the pharmaceuticals, the drug stocks, the biotechs, and the internet and social media stocks. Of course I was. That's where the money was. It wasn't in bonds. It wasn't in emerging markets. It wasn't in gold. It wasn't in big, large cap value blue chips in the United States. It was in small and mid-cap stocks focused around about four sectors. That was last year. This is this year. The leading sectors as we sit here today, oil and gas exploration. Do you think Putin has anything to do with that? Do you think the fact that these stocks were completely left behind has anything to do with that? Do you think the fact that these stocks have much lower PE ratios than social media stocks have anything to do with that? Do you think that Yellen's comments that there's now a Fed rate hike out there on the horizon has anything to do with this? Absolutely. We have the energy sector. That includes all the pipeline stocks, the companies that provide the equipment for drilling for oil, the companies that do the actual drilling for oil, the companies that transport the oil, the companies that build the rigs offshore, the companies that provide the silica sand for the fracking operations. What a difference a year makes. Forget the gene lab and the cancer laboratory. Now it's blue collar. It's blue collar. We've used this analogy before. No longer is this a white coat laboratory, clean room type of market. It's a blue collar, hard hat, lunch pail type of market. Utilities are leading. Utilities are hitting new all-time highs. Real estate investment trusts, REITs, are hitting all-time highs. Natural resource stocks are hitting all-time highs. Consumer goods stocks. Consumer goods, toothpaste, shampoo. Not sexy stuff, but it's lower PE. Railroads. Oh, man, what a difference a year makes. And as I look at the worst-ranked sector in the market, this thing turned south about the end of March. The Internet Index. You can take a look. You can go to Encyclopedia of ETFs. You can look up FDN, the Internet Index, and you can see the components that are in it. You'll see all the usual suspects. You'll see Yahoo, which has gone from $42 a share to $37 a share. You'll see Twitter, which has gone from $75 a share to $39 a share. Holy moly, that's a sell-off. You'll see Yelp, which has gone from 101 to 58. No wonder the Internet Index is the worst index in the entire market. It went from first to last in the course of about 3 months. You say, well, Gunderson, did your Best Stocks Now app pick this up? I'll let you determine for yourself. All of my newsletters that rank the sectors are archived every single week. You can go back and start reading the newsletter starting in February of this year. I publish one per week. And you can watch the rankings of the sectors and how they've changed over the last several weeks. And how the app, how sensitive the app was to this change. And where the app is pointing now. And where it's pointing away from, even more importantly. Does this impact you as a 401k investor? Well, you know what? You're going to have to go home on the website that your company provides and see the funds you're currently invested in. If you're still in U.S. small cap growth, you probably haven't made the changes or the adjustments that needed to be made this year. If you're still in any kind of technology funds, you haven't made the changes. If you're in any kind of life science or health science funds, you haven't made the necessary changes that occurred almost a couple of months ago now. And if you don't see any foreign or any energy or any natural resources, well, you know what? That's what this year's all about. In addition to this, it's no longer about U.S. stocks only. For the entire year 2014, that's all I said was, this is all about U.S. stocks. You don't need to be invested anywhere else in the world because emerging markets are getting clobbered. China is a horrible place to be invested. It's still a horrible place to be invested. Latin America was a horrible place to be invested. It was all about last year the S&P 500, the NASDAQ, the small cap index, and the mid cap index right here in the United States. This year, as I look at the leading indexes around the world, I see Peru. I see Singapore. I see Brazil. I see Latin America. Where in the heck is the United States? I got to go clear down to, I don't even see it, in the top 16, in the top 16 indexes in the world. Well, I see at number 8, I see the S&P Low Volatility Index. What's that mean? Value. Low volatility. What do I see at the bottom? I see China, Russia, Japan, U.S. microcaps. What a difference a year makes. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Knocks Now Radio Hour, where we go through our weekly trip through the market. This week, comparing this time last year, early May versus early May last year. And again, by this time last year, we were already up 13 or 14% in the market. We were well on our way to a big gain of 29% last year in the S&P 500. This year, we're basically flat. That's a huge difference. And I would point to the Fed, and I would point to Putin as two of the biggest factors in this market right now, and they continue to be two of the biggest factors in the market. At least we know what Yellen's going to do, however. She's pretty much telegraphed that she's going to continue to taper back on the bond buying program. The bond market's going to have to live on its own 2 feet, stand on its own 2 feet. And the economy and the stock market are going to have to stand on their 2 feet. No more training wheels. No more juice from the Fed. On the other hand, we don't know what Putin's going to do. Although it would seem that he is not done with Crimea, because now there's problems in another major city in the Ukraine, in Odessa. And another port city is erupting into violence. It doesn't look like he's done with the Ukraine, does it? And that continues to put upwards pressure on master limited partnerships that deliver oil, pipeline stocks. That puts upward pressure on energy prices. We're seeing oil stocks starting to rock and roll. There's also some political change going on around the world. Hope for political change in areas that have been hit hard by political corruption and anti-business practices. And now they're starting to blossom again. Look at Brazil. Look at India. Look at Indonesia. Look at Panama over the weekend. Political change this year is a major theme that's running through the market. And it's turned the market upside down from last year. The asset classes that are leading the market this year are not the go-go asset classes that led the market last year. Last year, if I just had to pick one, it was small cap U.S. growth. The small cap index was up almost 40% last year, for heaven's sake. That's all you had to do was to have your 401k parked in a small cap growth mutual fund and you were home free. And this year, that's one of the worst places to be invested. You rode a 15-month wave that was good, a trend that we were able to sink our teeth in, and to ride it for all it was worth. And it started to come to an end at the beginning of this year. I put up a yellow flag. I said, watch out. Last year's leaders are becoming more and more vulnerable. And that yellow flag went up because of the Fed and because of geopolitical concerns. And we've seen what's happened so far this year. This year, the leading asset classes are MLPs, companies that have own pipelines and charge to carry gas, oil through those pipelines. MLPs. REITs, real estate investment trusts that pay good dividend yields, that are invested in hard assets called land or real estate or office buildings, medical centers, you name it, apartments. We also have the emerging markets this year emerging once again as one of the leading asset classes. been one of the worst places to be over the last several years. Now it's one of the best places to be. Why? Because there's value there. And this is a market that favors value over growth. And we're seeing some political change beginning in some of these emerging markets that tends to be more favorable to business, to free markets, to economy, stock markets like that. Whether we agree with it or not, investors like pro-business governments. And they're willing to invest in pro-business governments. And you're seeing the winds of change blowing throughout the world right now towards more pro-business governments. You're seeing it in Latin America, and you're seeing those markets start to blossom once again. Other leading asset classes this year, large cap dividend stocks. Can you spell boring? Well, not nearly as exciting as small cap biotechs and small cap growth stocks and social media. Nope, large cap dividend paying stocks. What a difference a year makes in the market. No more growth. It's all about value. No more small cap. It's all about large cap. And no more domestic. It's all about the imports. The imports are flying off the shelf right now. Look, you can go out there and you can get all kinds of different opinions on this market. And a lot of opinions will vary from what I'm seeing. I am an observer of the market. I sit here every day. I look at hundreds and hundreds of stock charts. And I rank those charts. I've built formulas that tells me which ones are the best and which ones are the worst at any given time. And I've seen a complete topsy-turvy motion action in the market over the last couple of months. And I've turned my portfolios over completely during that period of time, and I'm positioned hopefully to ride the next wave in the market as new leaders pick up the baton and run with the baton that was handed off by exhausted leadership stocks from last year. If you want to see what I've been buying, what my portfolios look like right now, I'm an open book. You can go to my newsletter, my website, pwstreet.com. If your money manager hasn't been making changes and he's still sitting in the stuff that worked last year, oh my gosh, I'd be real nervous if I were you. We manage money here for people all across America. We're not stuck in any one style. We're not a value shop. We're not a growth shop. We're not a bond shop. We're not an asset allocation shop. We go where the action is. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. And while the app has still got a free look on it, I believe that's coming off tomorrow or the next day, you can go to beststocksnowapp.com. Check it out for yourself. Leading sectors, leading indexes, leading asset classes, leading stocks in the world. Totally different this year from last year. This is Bill Gunderson. This has been the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.